earlier this week, BPR profiled local historian Ann Miller Woodford, who published When All God's Children Get Together. It's about the history of the Black community of Western North Carolina. Woodford is also a prolific artist. Because of COVID-19, a local museum is transforming her newest art exhibit into a virtual event. Here's the story. The Cherokee County native is well known for her work preserving Western North Carolina's Black history. But for as long as she can remember, Ann Miller Woodford has been an artist.
My favorite teacher was Miss Ida Mae Logan, who really cared about me as an artist. At her own expense, she sent my artwork away for contests.
Woodford remembers attending a one-room segregated schoolhouse in Andrews until she went on to high school. She says that much of her art instruction came from watching a television program, Learn to Draw with John Nagy.
I would get up every Saturday morning and draw with John Nagy on our little black and white television. The life, we could have called it a rough life, Lily. It could have been a terrible life, but it wasn't.
Woodford spent much of her life running businesses outside of North Carolina, such as a black greeting card company and producing playing cards with black art. When she moved back to Cherokee County, she didn't paint as much because of her role with One Dozen Who Care, a women-led community development organization. There was also writing her book, When All God's Children Get Together.
I even set aside my artwork because I was doing community development at the time so that I could write this book. And I didn't do as much artwork as I usually had over the years.
Woodford is doing both now with a project that is social justice and art. Two billboards in Cherokee County, funded in part by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, will feature one of her paintings with the words, "See Me," written across.
People will say sometimes, "I don't see color." And in my way, I speak to them, and I do it as lovingly as I can because I know they don't mean anything negative by that. I say, if you don't see color, you don't see me.
In Jackson County, Woodford's newest art exhibit has been changed by the pandemic.
I was devastated when we got the word that both of the university museums would be closed to the public.
That's Pam Meister, director of the Mountain Heritage Center at Western Carolina University. The Mountain Heritage Center plans to launch a virtual exhibit of 4 videos featuring Woodford's work on YouTube. These videos will chronicle Woodford's life through her artwork.
Anne is one of those people that I think some people really do know her as the community development person, and other people know her as the artist. But, you know, I'm not sure how many people know about all of the various parts of her life.
Sarah Stanley is a junior communications major at Western Carolina. She's working on the virtual exhibit project with Meister.
When I first did work for Pam, I hadn't taken a history class in years. I hate to say it, I fall asleep in classes like that.
Now Stanley says she sees giving context to these works of art as important for understanding Woodford's message.
I want more people that are my age to look at this stuff that might have never set foot in the Mountain Heritage Center.
For Woodford, her art has always been about sharing a message of racial equality and having hard conversations.
It's easy for me to bring my African-American heritage and history into the story that I'm painted. That's the most important thing right now for my artwork, and the reason that I do my artwork along with the history and the heritage of my people.
The Mountain Heritage Center exhibit will be launching soon, and more information can be found on their website. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.